Well, that is how it has been. Our defending champion in South Africa. Nigeria lost the game 1-0 to nothing there. And well, Nigeria still has other games to play. It's not over yet. Nigeria still has time to qualify. Much of our team here have just wound up. And from what we have seen with Argentina we are going to face the Greece. I think the first Greece in the next match. Nigel Suleiman, how has you wound up with this?
Well, we know that we are not very certainly, and I'm sure that the next time we are going to come up much stronger. And I believe I will tell this studio from that Bloemfontein studio where I will be live in the stadium. I'll call him to tell you that Nigeria has won as the second week. This game, yes, we're talking, but we are never ever this great. And I'm happy for the standard of the play.
Yes,
and Taylor.
Good match, unfortunately, we lost by 1-0, but no problem at all. This one will give us a chance to prepare.
Well, we're going to be looking great.
We think of as many things to the boys, and let's put our hearts together when it will be time to meet great.
Good match.
Yes, let's show you.
Yeah, but this is my son. I have no doubt in my mind that it's not a problem. We can get some points from them. I wish Nigeria the best of luck in the next match.
Yes, the man will be in South Africa when I come playing the second match of the group. And as we are going to South Africa, you see what has been done today at the Ellis Park Stadium. Nigeria. Can Nigeria really beat Greece?
Personally, we are going to beat Greece and even beat the Royal Cup. So I don't have any doubt in my mind that we're going to win. In the remaining season, we were expecting, I just can't forget, this is one of the favorites for this World Cup. And so just leaving by a long goal to match, a long goal, you know, our boys, if they had not respected the Argentines as much as they looked at them as individual stars, otherwise, we would have been attention.
Yeah, from what Landmark has been able to display in this match against Argentina, this is the fourth international match for Nigeria in a highly stable competition like this. Randy Taylor, do you say Landmark has really injected something into the boys?
Yes, yes. Good start for him, and I'm sure that our next match is a beautiful one. Thank God we are not engaged by next year. I agree to see that we have our own strength, we have our own talent, and we can still make it. I agree with him interestingly. You can see the formation in our game. Look at the goals of both teams, 35-45. There was no much difference between us and Nkrumah. So I believe that none of us has got something in his mind with this Nigerian team. The same set of players that went to the top of the team. You could see they're playing a different ball game.
Yes, there are still some other players in the Nigeria squad that have not tested the team. One was that with the injury for things whereby Taifawo has this opportunity for some other players to see. We hope that all will recover fast from that injury so that he can be scored and make the country proud earlier.
Yes, so Mr. Taifawo joined the team. And one player that surprised me to do was that he was going to stand the corner for
from
this cup to this World Cup, and so pleased with the same that kind of style of play and determination. Nigeria will come up to qualify us from the group.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen, for your insight selection of the match. The detail will hand over to Pizzo here in Lagos. And what is the title?
Of the voice of Nigeria and they're headed by Ahazia Suleiman. We also on the TV we heard the voices of some of the music, Timothy Chogi, and the caller and Timothy Bella. And they brought us the highlights of the match and Argentina at the ongoing FIFA World Cup of South Africa 2010. Argentina first win by Gabriel Hume, 2 minutes into the first half of the game. Jonathan Fitzgerald and voice of Nigeria in Lagos. We are now back to the radio for more broadcast for this time in Kiswahili facility. Africa, katika mashariki, Afrika magharibi na Afrika ya kati. Kila siku ninakushirika kutoka Nairobi kuanzia saa moja hadi saa moja kamili ya Afrika ya mashariki na saa kumi na moja ya Afrika magharibi mpaka saa kumi na moja kamili. Kwa majina naitwa Jibidi Mekali, karibuni kwa kipindi zaidi na kwa habari za leo kuangazia pia habari za mizigo na kunde la dunia. Karibuni sana.